we like even at the start of the year. There's some things of his game, that speed, his release, some of the playmaking is pretty darn close to NHL. All the things that young players have to add to their game that they probably aren't asked to at any other point, right? The game gets faster, bigger, stronger. You don't have nearly as much time. And then there's so much of a greater competition one-on-one for pucks that are battled. That's the area that all young players, Kyle included, have to put into their game. So he's done that. So we would say he's on the puck more. He doesn't come off it as easily. More straight line in his game. All the things and that's the area for Kyle, because the other parts are good enough. I mean, he's fast as there is, and he's got a great release, and he sees the game well enough. Getting the defensive things that everybody has to do now into his game, and I think he built on it. I don't know that it was something that came right away for him, which is probably better. He had to work at it, value it, understand it. That's the part that we've seen him, the biggest improvement in his game.
Turning to Josh Morrissey, if you look back to the beginning of the season into training camp, did you expect him to be this good, or he has definitely exceeded those expectations?
Absolutely. So I was calling back from the World Cup and just trying to get a glimpse of what was going on. And every day is Josh Morrissey is looking really good and he's playing really well and fine. You want to see it. But the things we just talked about, Kyle, the things that we would have said to you prior to this year's training camp that Josh needed to improve, he's turned into his strengths, but almost from day one. His quickness back to get to the puck, believe it or not, his physicality one-on-one, he's learned how to, for the most part, engage one-on-one with far bigger men. All the parts of his game that we thought would take years very early on became a strength of his, so that you thought we would have called him an offensive defenseman to start, and the offensive part of the game is the last thing that we think we're going to start to see, but we believe it's there. But the things that we would have said, this is the big checklist for him, he had done right away.
I guess last question, anything particular you're looking to see from Connor Hellebuyck in his last game of the season?
Not anything in any one game. Just, you know, the quality of his play at times has gotten, I think, is better in the second half. I don't know that the numbers would tell you that that's true, but how he handles the puck in terms, and I'm not talking about with his stick, but just how it's coming to him, where it goes after it comes off to him. Just a good solid. There's going to be some numbers in at the end of this in terms of starts and wins and things that are going to be pretty darn good for the, I think at 23 would have played more games than anybody his age or younger in the National Hockey League. We're going to end up finding that's true of a lot of these young players. That the development part of his year, while it's difficult because he happens to be standing in front of the net developing, for some of them, there's been some good parts for him as well.
Paul, why did the organization feel it's important to get these young guys in just for a game at the end of the season?
Because they had years that we want them to know were recognized, and we want it to be part of the driving for them in the summer. Roslovic had a very strong year. Again, he'd be playing major junior this year. And Kyle Connor as well went down and really improved in the areas that we want them to. So we wanted both of those guys, and Eric Comrie as well, almost two full years, 100 pro games, and he's been in the net grinding, doing it all right, that they are on the radar. It's not a free ticket to next year, but they have done what we asked them to do. They have a high enough level of talent that we think there's another level for these guys. We think they're going to play in the National Hockey League. We wanted them to know that we've seen it.
What do you hope the benefit of these, the way that this team has finished, again, a strong push, we saw the strong push at the end of last year, but you guys have played really well over these last...
I think all three of the years, I think our March-April record, and you look at this team's record, it's actually from mid-February on, it's been pretty darn good.
Can there be any carryover?
Also no coincidence. I'm not looking for any. At no point in training camp will I say, remember our last six or seven games. What is important is they have been able to handle the day. So this is no fun for anybody. So we asked them to do, and they were mentally strong enough to come in and play hard enough and compete hard enough. The other team has a different set of circumstances, but everybody's dealing with something at the end of the year. We saw some teams that were trying to secure their position in the playoffs, maybe get home ice advantage. We were able to beat those teams, and we're going to see a couple of teams that really nothing's going to change, and they're just – be honest with you, they're just trying to stay healthy for the next. And then there was a couple of teams that have been out of it for a lot longer than we have, and they've actually gotten pretty good at playing this way. So the circumstances are different. We came in and handled our day better than the other team and got on a bit of a run, and then we'll leave it there.
Paul, with
are you all right?
Yeah, I tore my ACL.
Why did you do that?
Playing soccer.
So it's lower body?
Yeah, it's undisclosed.
And what's the window
body,
here? Yeah. Do you have a day?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know exactly the day you're available?
Sooner than later, but we're going to have to more tests. And
so
then
now
we're
going to
probably give you
page.
A better answer in the morning. Yeah, we'll go from
if
there.
If you're not back the exact day that you say you're going to be, somebody's messed up.
Hold it up to me. Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Sorry, the question.
What was I going to say? Jack Roslovic, Eric Comrie, I mean, how much of them coming up at this point of the season is to give them that taste so that when they go into the offseason, they've seen what the NHL looks like, they see what they want to get to?
That's a big piece. And to the answer earlier, we want them to know that, and we did want to look at them. The idea for Eric as well is where he's positioned himself now. If he gets into a game prior to the last three or four next year, that's a game you probably need. Happy that it's not his first. A little bit of experience. And Jack has pushed himself very probably to that layer. I don't know, we've used 32. I've used 40 guys over the course of a year once. All of those guys are probably playing in games for us in a time where we are fighting for position in the league. So their next time up, real important. But we want them going away knowing that we have them on our radar.
When you look at Jack's season, or you look at, I mean, even Adam Lowry's stint before, and
yep.
and just all those, and Andrew Kopp and so on and so on, what do you find is the most important in your experience aspect of going to the AHL? Is it important that you're mentally right, that your game's on track? I mean, what can guys do best to get
when you can put a player in the American League, for the most part, he can stay closer to the game that got him to pro hockey than if he jumps from amateur to the NHL. So Andrew Kopp comes in as a guy who touches the puck an awful lot. Last year he plays in a fourth line hole. That's a whole different set of rules for him and opportunity and time on ice. In the next year or two, you're going to find first round picks and second round picks that we don't really talk about for a year or two. And that's eventually where this goes, right? That you spend, your young players spend a lot more time in the American Hockey League, and they don't get that shot, or there's not a hole for them. So they'll spend more time in the American League, but they'll be training in a lot closer to the role that we drafted them in. That's a benefit.
I might not be right in this assessment, but it feels like there's a lot of guys in this room, a lot of new guys that you'd have to have maybe different conversations with as compared to other years. I mean, maybe you just say to Blake, you know, have a great offseason, see you kind of next year and go over whatever. But is there a lot of conversations that you need to have with some of the newer guys, some of the guys who have, you know, since you're a younger team? And I just mean more of the exit interviews. Is it a different approach this year than maybe other years?
Well, the younger your group gets, the more time you have to spend on, and they will have seen it through the year on their bodies. On what they did last summer and the numbers that they came into training camp and your expectation of numbers that they're going to bring the next year, because we need them all to get bigger and stronger and faster. Not necessarily bigger. We need them to get stronger and faster, more durable. And we need them to push to that, right? So Blake Wheeler has gotten himself to a certain position in his physical career. But he didn't do that because he had a real good summer last summer. It's because he had nine good summers. And any summer, you know, that curve doesn't go like this. Well, I'll start working real hard when I'm 27. That doesn't do you any good. You have to push now so that your tank is as big as it can be at 27, 28 when you're in your prime. And they would not, no different than they wouldn't practice this hard in amateur sports. They don't train the same way. They're not around. So getting them to be first, are you training with NHL guys? And you know, when they go home, who do you train with? So our doctor of fitness talks to their trainers, but who are the NHL guys you're training with? What experience do you have in the summer? So we push them on that. And then the other message is just be careful how sure you think your job is sewn up here.
Just the last one. How do you approach the last game differently at all? I mean, what's the last game?
No. You know, we've asked our players when we got into the situation that we were eliminated, and maybe even a week or two, but we're handling every day the way we're supposed to handle the day. If you work hard and you play hard, we'll treat you like men in the next day in the in-between games. And if anything comes off that, then we're going to feel it the next day. We're going to work hard. We're going to do our job every day, whether it's a practice or a game, and this is just the last one.
Paul, why was it important to keep Chris Thorburn in the lineup after your group was eliminated?
Well, we're going to have a guy out there tonight that's going to be of his ilk. We had one 2 games ago. There's still quite a bit of physicality. We had a very young group, and we want to make sure that nobody's setting any of these kids up for next year. And you see that sometimes. They'll get a little heavier on your kids at the end of the year. He's been an outstanding man in the room in terms of prep going out into games. So his game in this stretch that means means nothing in terms of standings, he's done exactly what we've asked our hockey team to do, take it on as a real day. And that's real good leadership for those young players. And we've won 6 in a row in part because he's demanded in that room that we come and play hard.